this is going to be a very tough 4 hours for us as we discuss the passing of one of the all-time great NBA icons in Kobe Bryant and his daughter who tragically died in a plane crash Sunday. And this is going to go down as one of those you remember where you were type of moments. Whenever you got word, whenever you found out, you get the notification on your phone, the tweet, finding out from TMZ. Kobe Bryant, with a whole lot of life left in him, a guy who will go down as one of the more iconic players in the history of the NBA, a 5-time NBA champion, an 18-time NBA All-Star, a guy who had a persona that would light up a room with his intelligence and the competitive fire in which he played with, which at times rubbed people the wrong way. The Kobe story is so fascinating on so many different levels. His career, where it shook out, the end, which ends up being as brilliant as it gets. But Sunday, the human element just really hits home. It really hits you right in the stomach. Makes you absolutely sick. Because if you watched any of these interviews, and I'll admit, I saw one on the Jimmy Kimmel show earlier today. I saw one that my colleague Justin Ward did about a year ago when he was at a UConn ladies game. I did not, for one, realize the bond that Kobe Bryant had with his daughter in trying to grow that love and that passion that she had for the game of basketball. And basically, Kobe was asked about the fact of, okay, you don't have a son. Who's going to honor your Mamba legacy? And basically, he looked at Jimmy Kimmel and he said, I got somebody who's honoring that legacy. We don't got to worry about it. It's going to be my daughter. And you could see whether it's Kobe Bryant talking about his daughter, bringing her to a UConn ladies game. I'm sure you guys have all seen the meme that went viral a couple weeks ago, and it was like this playful moment, and now it like gives you this eerie, sickening feeling in your stomach. Seeing Kobe and his daughter Gigi at a Knicks game a couple of weeks ago. Seeing the love and the passion that they have for the game of basketball and that father-daughter bond. And to know that Kobe Bryant and his daughter have left us. I gotta be honest, folks, it's really hard to process. It's really hard to process. And just last night, Kobe Bryant's name was in the news. Think about this for a minute. Yesterday, LeBron James in Philadelphia, Kobe Bryant's hometown, passes him on the all-time scoring list. Kobe sending out the tweet, thanking LeBron James, saluting LeBron James. A little over 24 hours ago. And now for Kobe Bryant to be dead with a whole lot of life left in him. And for his daughter, not even 18 years old, to also die in addition to 7 others in this plane crash. It is one of the more tragic stories we've had in sports in a long, long time. You know, I didn't live through Thurman Munson in 1979. And I know how impactful that was for the Yankee fans and the baseball community, and Munson being a player on championship teams, dying still in his playing days. You think of John Kennedy Jr. You think of the tragedies that we've dealt with in the sports world, not in the sports world. I'm just going to go up there. And when you think about Kobe Bryant's legacy, it'll be a legacy that will be forever linked to competitive, passionate drive for greatness, success at all costs. And I've heard this said a lot about the legacy of Kobe Bryant, that it can get a little complicated. That is absolutely true. Kobe coming out of the NBA or coming out of high school, going right to the NBA. electrifying the league with the Lakers. The Lakers making the trade with Charlotte, giving up Vlade Divac to go get him. Pairing him alongside Shaquille O'Neal, and it took time. It took Phil Jackson to come in to take them to a certain point. But then Shaq and Kobe started winning, and they started winning big. But that relationship, very much fractured. Shaq wanting to be the man. Kobe wanting to be the man. Shaq getting on the fact that Kobe was taking too many shots. Kobe getting on the fact that Shaq was out of shape and, dare I say, overweight. And a partnership that led to a dominant era of NBA basketball. Really taking that torch from the Chicago Bulls. I know San Antonio Spurs won the first title right after the Jordan reign, but really the Lakers were the team in the early 2000s that dominated the headlines. Shaq and Kobe, Kobe and Shaq. They would have won a couple more if that relationship didn't go sour. Shaq heads down to Miami. Kobe ends up being the guy. Now, you cannot discuss the legacy of Kobe Bryant without bringing up what happened in Colorado back in what? The early to mid-2000s. Now, Kobe was not charged. There were some murky details of what exactly happened on that particular night. But the bottom line is this. Kobe Bryant, after the fact, did as good a job when it comes to a reclamation project that you're ever going to see. Remember, Kobe, after the incident in Colorado, was not this beloved figure that he was in 2008 and 2009, that he was at the end of his career. Owned up to the fact that he needed to do some work within his marriage. He did that. Became a beautiful father. And you can't fake that stuff, folks. Listen, it's all well and good when you put somebody on camera and you watch them. When they're looking right into that camera. I think it's a completely different element when you see the inner workings, that natural father-daughter bond that he had for all of his young daughters. What helped Kobe as well is how engaging, how personable, and how flat-out likable he was. Because you know what? We in this country love nothing more than someone who fights, someone who competes, someone who's going to be accountable. And you know what? That was Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant take 30 shots, he'd be the first one to tell you know what? If he was 6-for-30, I stunk tonight. That engaging persona, yet combative persona, was always a part of his DNA with the Lakers. And you know what? For a guy who bolted right from high school to the NBA, some are going to wonder about intelligence. Kobe Bryant will go down as one of the more intelligent people to ever play in the NBA. Listen to his thoughts. Listen to the way he converses. Listen to everything about what he would bring to a team. Talking to a front office and demanding trades because guess what? These guys weren't doing jobs. You'd listen to him talk basketball and you'd say, holy smokes, this guy's as insightful and as thought-provoking as it gets. He was able to turn that image around very quickly. By the time you hit the late 2000s, Kobe Bryant was being the Kobe Bryant he was early in his career, except he was better. Because then he was the alpha male and the alpha dog winning titles. And I think that was very important for him. Even though he lost the finals to the Lakers in 2008, coming back and winning in 2009, avenging the Celtics series and winning 2009-2010, even though he did not have a great Game 7, he was going to determine his team's fate in that Game 7. He was going to be the competitor that said, listen, win or lose, this is my show. And I respected for years the hell out of that. The end of Kobe's tenure, let's be honest, folks, it wasn't pretty from a health standpoint. He tears his Achilles. The last couple of years, you wondered would he have that signature send-off moment. And I will never forget, personally, 2016, that last year, I'm out in Vegas for a good buddy of mine's bachelor party. I got out there a little bit early. Guys were getting out, coming out of work. I was working weird hours at the time. And I wanted to make sure, me being the NBA guy that I am, me being the Kobe guy that I am, because I always had this great admiration for his career, I wanted to be at the sports book to watch his last game. And remember something now. When you're out in Las Vegas, that is a hop, skip, and a jump from Los Angeles. When you're in Los Angeles, that is Kobe territory. When you're in Vegas, that's Kobe territory. I walked into that sports book. When I mean people, dealers had the Kobe pins on. Fans were rocking the Kobe jerseys, the sneakers, the Lakers gear. They were everywhere. And for a meaningless game at the end of a season, it meant everything to that fan base because of what Kobe brought to the Lakers. And I had a feeling when I was watching that night and he's going off and he's going crazy that it was going to be one of those nights that I'll never forget. The incredible second half, making every shot, having that storybook ending in the way that Derek Jeter did. Little did I know I'd be talking about it a couple years later, reminiscing on the fact that Kobe Bryant has left us in one of the more tragic sports scenes that I can remember in a long, long time. This is going to be a very, very tough night for me. I think it's going to be a very, very tough night for all of you. We'll do our very best to keep it together, to hold it together, because the idea of losing somebody in their early 40s who is this icon is tough enough. The idea that his teenage daughter, who loved the game and idolized her dad and wanted to be like her dad, is a part of it, makes it that much worse.